and Tesman Aleph, and Rashi's on the Mishnah. So we said that he buys karka, they buy karka, she gets kesef, so they buy karka, and he gets the payers. Zakrashi, the karka yemasla, so and the property belongs to her. She'll take the loy chachamim tachas perkuna el the payers. So the sus that he gets is the payers of the next imbalug, but he doesn't have a right to spend the money. That would be using the actual karen, not the payers. Okay, so then the Mishnah said, what would be the case where that she got a Yerusha of Paris Mechubar and Bekarka? So Rameir said that we have to, that those Paris are coming into her now as Karen, and we have to make it into something which will produce Paris. So Ksaber Masha Gadol Bereshusoi Havi Paris, that which grows while it's already ready in his possession, that's called Paris. But Masha Lagadol Bereshusoi Havi Karen, that which grows, it comes in, first, it comes into the marriage as Paris already, that's Karen. So what do? So we calculate the difference of the value of the karka with the Paris and the value of the karka without the payers, and that difference he has to use, lay out money, and buy karka with it, and that karka that amount of money will replace the payers he's receiving, so he doesn't lose any money, he gets that value of payers, and that karka becomes Karen, and he eats the payers of that karka. That the extra value that the karka has, due to the fact that it has full grown paris, tzarich litan lo domim, he has to give her money for that. Yitu mehan karka, will buy karka with it. Hu paris, we'll get the paris of that. So he takes these paris, he pays for them the extra value. We take that money and then we use it to buy karka, and he gets the paris. Even the what's being brought in as Paris, they already are distinct from the karka, so they're independent karen, and we have to deal with them as such. So you would take those Paris, sell them, get money, buy karka, and eat the Paris. But if they came in as attached to the karka, so the Chachamim said that we can be, as it were, lenient to the benefit of the Baal and say that since the Iker is the karka over here and that she's going to keep, the fact that he'll take the Paris is not a problem. So Shimon says that there's something that this issue can work to her benefit and to her disadvantage. The Garsha is coming to divorce her, so does he have a right to the payers or not? So payers have a chaburim the karka, but can he also ishaloi? According to the Chachamim, in the case of Paris, there's a mechubah to the karka. When they come in, they're his. Klarim b'shas nefilos and shaloi kirabonin. The Gemara poruch hanu tamak kama. So what's he adding in that sense regards to the Tanakama? Right. Tanakama meaning the Chachamim. So since the mechubah the karka comes in, we can consider the Paris his. And it's also shaloi hamagaris is yishtoi. Man's divorcing his wife. Hoyben chosim in the nitzim look. There were Paris mechuborim. Paris is mechubar lekarka. The tellus karka yosel imit Paris shebehen. So she takes the karka with the Paris. Which Paris, which already are detached. The solution because also is shalom. So they're considered already a distinct karen. They're hers. So we have to go by karka. He doesn't get to use those pears. He has to buy karka and get the pears of the karka. But it's also ishaloi. So the pears belong to the Baal. So if they're already detached, so they're his already. the mashakara betolish by the tachtov zochah behemi din paris nixim look. Whatever he's already taken as paris, detached from the karka, are considered his. Okay, so the Gemara. So the first piece of Gemara more wants to deal with. Okay, so we have this kesev over here, which we have to buy karka, and there's a disagreement what type of karka they should buy. So ara ubati ara. If there's a disagreement whether they should buy land, which can produce. We can grow things there, and you'll have actual produce. Or houses which you can rent out. Ara is considered more beneficial for her. It's considered that's a safer investment, or a better investment. Okay, Bati Bidikli. If they're arguing whether they should buy houses or buy trees which produce fruits, so he's not buying the karka necessarily, he's buying the trees. It's also because it's mechubal the karka, it's karka. So bati is considered a better investment. Trees can die out. A dekel is a palm tree. Dikli bilani, if you have the disagreement over here is whether we should buy dates, a date tree, or other types of trees. So dikli, the dates are considered, they produce a lot of fruits, and they're a good, there's a market for them, and that's a better fruit. Okay, so dikli bilani is dikli. Ilani begufni is ilani. The challenge between a tree and a grapevine. So trees are considered safer, that they last longer, and they're Then the vines can die out more quickly. Okay. Now, end of a thought. Now, a new question: that you have an abo, you have a forest of zarata. Zarata was a type of a tree which produced a fruit, but it was considered a very inferior fruit. They used to use it for wood. So. It's something which, instead of saying the tree is the karka and the peiris are what's going to grow on it, here they use the tree itself as the item. So do we deal with that as it's the same thing as basically saying you have the grain growing, so this is a tree growing to cut the tree down. Or peiri de kavri, so. You have a pier of the Calvary is you have a fish pond, some place where they would cultivate fish. So Amri lo peri v'amri lo karna. So there's a machlokes whether it's considered karen. Is that considered that the karka is the keren and the trees are peri, or is it considered that the trees are considered keren as well? So what should you do? In other words, according to the chachamim, that we say that you have peris mechuborim lekarka, which come in as peris, so we judge that as peris. The karka is the land, and what's growing there is the peiris, and we deal with peiris, and the husband gets to take it. So this is the same thing. She got the Yerusha of this type of a forest of these type of trees. So the trees are peiris, and the husband takes them. Or no, they're considered karen. So what would you do? You'd have to, like the other cases... So we'd have to go and sell off the wood, use the money to buy karka, and replace the, because the wood is considered, because it's one thing when you have grain which will grows from year to year, etc. So we say, you know what, well, Yurtzah that didn't care with the karka, but this, you take it and it's gone, and it's not come back so quickly. So you can't judge that as the ikar is the karka, and this is like just the payers of it. This is an ikar of its own. So you have to replace it. You have to consider karen, which means you'd have to go buy karka based on this money. And the same thing with the fish of the pond. So you have the ground. So that's ground, and the fish are the payers. Or no, you can't say, well, you'll use up the fish, and then they're going to replace them so quickly. So you would consider that karen. You'd sell the fish, get money, buy karka, and eat the payers. Okay. Let's see. So the Morris is called the Milsa. Gizomachlev is Peira, and Gizomachlev is Karna. Something which the when you cut it down, it can grow back. So the Gizoy is like the Gaza is the trunk of it, the primary element of it. Machlev, it can be exchanged. It can be grow it back again. So by grain, it's very easy to replace it. It should go back again. Whereas a tree, when you cut it down, it doesn't grow back. So therefore, that's considered carrot. Okay. That's the gears that we have. Tosis brings the second gear. So let's see Rashi. Pshitali. Aro bati ara. Nafal in the ksofim. So she, the first case of Mishnah, she got kesef. Ubor likach lo karka. Mishnah says we have to buy karka. Zeh Omer, one says, karka bas zriya ani roitse. Zeh Sumeris batim ani roitse. So the man says, I want to buy karka, which can be planted. And the woman says she wants to buy houses. Ani rotzalika. Oh, yipuch, or the other way around. The man said houses, and the woman said fields for cultivation. Ara. So, you know, we buy minayo. We buy, use the money to buy fields for cultivation. Shaskar merubo. It, first of all, has a lot of return in it. And whereas a house made out of wood can rot, etc. The ground is ground, it's there. So each one has a right to claim the better one, which is karka. How so? If the woman says she wants batim, the Baal Yochel Omer, Dabra Shapero Sov, Merubim Ani Chofetz. Okay, so the husband has the right to say, I want to get a field for cultivation, which has potential to produce more peiros. What about the other way around? The husband is willing to take a house, and the woman wants to buy a field for cultivation. If he wants the house, she can say any roitza v'davra shehu kala v'harlech v'karen mismayit. We buy a field, the karen will remain there. So at some point, that belongs to her. So if she gets divorced or if the husband dies, it's going to be her properties. Well, she gets his house, which wears out. It wears down. The field is a field. So she can has a right to say she wants karka and not a bias. Let's say the issue is between Bati and Dikli. So Bati is schar meruba midikli shenasuim liyavish. So a house is considered a better investment than a date tree because the tree eventually dries out, it dies. Dikli is tamarim, is a date tree. Ilani, Ashari, Ilanas are other types of trees, so Deco. Abba is a yar, a forest, lachtech, etzim, which you're going to use to cut wood, of Zeradata. Ilanas shall uzredin, lohoyaperin chashav, lehad vakarzina some leitzim. It produced a type of a fruit, but it was not a chashav enough fruit that they would use it as a fruit tree. They would cut down the wood for to sell his wood. Pira the kavri chafira shel dogim shekarim viur. So it's a type of they would have like a pond. They would make a ditch and fill it with fish and grow fish there. So what is that considered? Amar la peri. One opinion says we consider it peris. Im nafal la birusha. The carcass is the carcass, and the cutting up of the wood or taking the fish is getting the peris. The carcass, who are karen. So she has karen, or she has the carcass. But Amrila, no. Kulu havi karen. Everything is karen over here. Why? Ve'etzim adogim kolim. Because the etzim and dogim, as opposed to something which is going to grow back, it's going to be used up immediately, and it's gone. So that, if you would consume it, you can't say, well, it's like pears, because next year it'll grow it again, because it won't. So that's the defining element of a pear, is it's something which can grow back a second time, which that's not going to happen over here. So this must be karen. So what do? But call your marker miyad. You sell the whole thing. Miyichel ben karka, miyichel pears. So he sells it, buys karka, and he gets the pears of the karka. Elon ain gizem machlif. It doesn't grow back when you cut it after you cut it down. Fine. Fine. So we have one version of the quotes over here is Reb Zeira, Reb Oshia, and Reb Yannai. Amr the Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Reb Oshia, Amr Reb Yannai. Or we have a second version that was not Reb Zeira, but Reb Abba. They quoted eventually Reb Oshia to Amr Reb Yannai. It says like this: A guy of Vlad Behemis Malug. So he sells. He steals. The woman brings a payment behemoth into the prop into the marriage, without making it part of the dunya. So it's nichsim malug. It's her animal, and he gets the peris. So the vlad. Now the animal gives birth by them. So what is the? Do we deal that as peris? And therefore now the Baal owns the child. So Rabbiani said, Mishalm Tashumi Kefal Isha. The person does is a ganav. So the kefal is paid to the woman, because we consider the blood is not peris. The blood is are considered like karen. So you would take the child and you would sell it and buy karka, and the Baal would get the peris from that. But the child itself is considered karen. Okay. So the more it's command, so this is the Rabbiani said, this is like Rabbanan, like Chananya. It's like neither the Rabbanan or Chananya, which would be mentioned in the Brisa. Okay. Netanya. Vlad Bamas Malug Labal. So the Tanakhama says over here, the Chumash say, that the Vlad is considered Paris. So the animal, you have a behemoth maluga, she owns the animal, but the Vlad belongs to the husband. Vlad Shivchas Malug is the Isha. But the Tanakhama agrees that Shivchas Malug goes to the Isha. The more is going to talk about why that's so. Okay. So clearly, Reb Zeira, Reb Yannai is not like the Tanakhama, who Vlad Behemis Malug is Vabal, and he's saying you pay Tishma Kefal to the woman. Okay, what about Chananya ben Achi Yoshia Omar? Also, Vlad Shivchas Malug, Kivlad Behemis Malug. They gave the Shivchas Malug the same din as Behemis Malug. Okay, So that even the shifcha, the locha is, it's considered it belongs to the Baal. Okay, so Rabbi Yana is not like either of them. The verse says no. Filatema Divriko, we could actually say that Rabbi Yana is like both of them. Peira tekinah le'rabbanan, peira de peira lo tekinah le'rabbanan. So the rights of the husband is to the peiris, but the peiris of the peiris belong to the isha. So the vlad, the husband has a right to consume it, but till the husband consumes it, if that vlad produces peiris, those belong to the isha. So the kefil is a peiri, the peira. It's not the actual value of it, the vlad, that's the karen. But the extra payment is something that the animal produced, the child, this vlad produced. So that's peri de peri. The chaman did not give the baal the schus of peri de peri. That's exactly what we're talking about, the kefil part. Right, that's how much is this animal produced. Well, the Karen actually would go to the Baal. Because that's in place of the Paris. Right, but the kefil is something which, under the circumstances, this is what this peri produced something. The child being the peri produced. Right now, because of this, we got another payment. So that's a form of. Old mat, not an old mat, but we'll get to that. So this is a. What Rabbi Yana is saying is that's the law. Peri the peri doesn't belong to the husband. Okay. We'll see later on that we'll differentiate between in peris itself, in peris the peris, that there's different types of peri the peris, something which is the. That if you take the peiris and you plant them and it produces peiris, right, so he takes the grain and he plants it and it produces peiris, those do belong to the husband. But this is, that's the intrinsic uses of it. This is like what Yoni is saying, this is more a side type of thing. So that the chumim, we're not masakin that it goes to the Baal. Okay. That's the beginning of the next parak. It talks of peri peris. Okay, so what's the machlokes in Chananya and the Chacham in regards to Shifcha? Bishlam lechananya, Hainu, the Chashina lemisa. That we're not worried about that this. So we said something which is not gizan machlif. Obviously, is something which is not gizan machlif is karen. Something which is gizan machlif is peira. Now, the child which is produced. The animal is here. Will it produce another one? In other words, that would be the equivalent of a gizem machlif. So, if I say that I have a behemoth, every year it produces a child. So the animal is here. You can maintain it, and it'll keep producing peiris. Well, but maybe the animal will die. So, and this, if therefore you cannot, it's not equivalent to a piece of karka which we know will always be producing more and more and more. So, Chananya says, no, we're not chayish lemisa. So therefore, the shifcha, just like by the behemoth, we say the shifcha will produce more children. So we look at the shifcha is the karen, and the children are peiros. Elder Rabbanan. So watch out the chachamim. I chayish lemisa. And that's why they say by shifchas malug, it's considered karen. So then I feel a vlad behemoth is malug nami. So by behemoth as well, we should say that the vlad is considered karen. Nami lo. V'loy chayishi lemisa. And if they're not chayish lemisa, and that's why by behemoth we consider the child as peiros. So then afilu vlad shifchas malug nami, it should be considered Paris. So more answers. We are chai shlemisa, and so therefore, by the case of the shifchas malug, the vla shifchas malug. So we can't say that. Well, the goof is here, and it will produce Paris on an ongoing basis. Because maybe it won't. Maybe it'll die. So if we consider the vla karen. So okay, so then why, by the case of behemus malug, do we consider it that it goes to the bowel? It's considered peiros. Shana behemah dika ara, and even after it dies, the karen has a usage. So the karen will be maintained forever, not in producing peiros in this form of giving a child. You have the ore, you can sell it, you can make money. There's ways of having the karen produce peiros in the future as well. Okay. Amr Huna Barachia, Amr Shmuel, Alocha Kichananya. That we're not, he holds that we're, that we consider the Rechai Shlemisa, and that both of them, that therefore, we're not Chai Shlemisa, I'm sorry, we're not Chai Shlemisa, and therefore it's considered Paris. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Gabel, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Kichananya. Okay. That so the child, the children belong, the Vlad Shifcha Zemutlug belongs to the Baal. He's Moida Shim Niskarsha. Moida Chananya. Right. Moida Shim Niskarsha Nesenes Domim Minotalta. That according to Chananya, the Vlad belongs to the husbands, but the halacha is if they get divorced, so she has a right to pay off the husband and get the vlad. She can force that, as opposed to saying it's mine. I don't want to sell it. The husband can say no. He's forced to sell it to her. Why? In shvach besavia. So just like she takes back the shifcho because that's hers. So this line of Avadim and Shvachas is part of her family's property. When she gets divorced, she goes back to her family. She takes the next generation as part of the property, which she has the right to get as well. Okay. See Rashi, top of the page. So she got a behemah birusha, but yolda and gave birth to a child. So the so Rabbi Yonah says tashumay kef alisha below the bow. So chodai to the Morris assuming the ksavar Rabbi Yonah holds ain of vlodis peri ela karen, that the issue is because the vlodis are karen and if they belong to the isha, but what do you do yuchav in karka? And you would have to sell them by character and make it happen for the payers. Because if the mother dies, there's no Karen anymore. So this is, it's not like a character which is producing payers on an ongoing basis. This is a one-time thing. So this becomes the Karen. The child is the Karen. Payer is goof of lad. Belongs to the husband. Peri de peri, kefil haba alav, the kefil which comes because of the child is peri de peri. That's what the Baal doesn't get. So the Mora says that what's on the chachamim? Why by Vlad behemis malum? They say that goes to the Baal. The chayish lemisa. So the answer is dika ara veda karen kala kulay. So even after the animal dies, the Karen is still here because they can use the hide. So that's considered that the Karen is still here. If the Karen is still here, then the Vlad is considered Peris. Chananya is Moida, Shinis Garsha, about Zochab of Vlad, Shane Peris, Kiparis Lucian. So they get divorced, the child's already born, so it's Peris Lucian. The child of the shifra, so Nesedes Loisha Damim, she can give him money. Metelis Bede Shifchasa and takes the children of her shifra. Okay. Zot Gemara. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Nachman. Hichnisa lo eiz lechalba. She brought into the marriage a goat which produces milk. Varachal gizasa, or a sheep which produces wool. Tadagarlis the beitzasa, a chicken which produces eggs. Vedekal of Harisov. And a date tree for its dates. Okay. So what do we do with the Paris? Because eventually these things are going to die. And so if they're going to die, so then we should say that what's being produced is considered Karen. So no, that even after they die, there's a usage of the goof of it. You can use the ore or the wood. So the carers consider that it stays, and therefore, if that's true, the payers belong to the Baal. Okay. Amar Nachman, Ayla le glima. She brought a cloak, a coat into the marriage. So how do we deal with this? Because if you use the glima itself, eventually it wears out. So the payrus of the glima is the usage. So, the glima is the karen and the payrus are the usage, or no? Since eventually it's going to wear out, he's mechuyev to sell it and buy karka and eat the payrus. So we say payra havi, mechasim of ozol atakalya. So he has a right to use it because even after it's finished, it's worn out. You can't use it as a cloak. So it's a piece of material which we'll find all the usages for it. So we consider that the Karen stays, and therefore the usage, wearing of it, will be considered the peri. Moshe's command ki haitana. So Rav Nachum is going like the following tana, the tanya. Ahamelech v'hachol. So she gets. They would have like they would make like salt. What's the word I'm looking for? Mesefes Hamelech. They would make like shallow types of depressions near the yam. The water of the yam would at high tide would come in there, or they would bring it into there. The sun would burn it away, and the salt would be sold. Or should they have a she got a piece of property that has a large amount of sand, and they would use it to sell it for. They would use it in making wood bricks, whatever they would use it for. So she owns the place which produces the chol. So do you look at the karka, which is there as the karka, and the melech and the chol are peiris? So therefore the Baal would get them. But do you say no? Once you use up the melech, once you use up the anything which the karka is not going to continue to produce or have some usage of it when it's finished, then the peiris become karen. So the Brisa says that the melech and the chol are considered peiris. Because, you know, even though we could argue that you can't plant the place over there and produce other things on that, because it has chol, it has melech there, it's not a place which is when you could with the so what way is the karka the karen? The answer is yeah, but it will continue to produce the way it's situated. It will continue to produce melech on a regular basis. I'm not sure by chol exactly how that works. I guess if it was in such a place where eventually the yam brings sand there again, so we consider that it's always going to have payers. Okay. Pier shall gofris, machpara shall tzrif. But if you have a place where they would mine out, a pier was like a ditch, but they would mine out gofris, the sulfur, or a place where they would dig out tzrif. So once you dig it out, it's gone. Tzrif is alum. It's like a borax.
What's alum? What's alum?
Chemicals. Okay. So Meir or Mekaren or Chomer Meperis. So Meir says, well, you know, once it's dug up, it's considered, it's gone. So the Karen is, the Karka is not going to be producing this again and again and again. So that's considered Karen. You'd have to sell it by Karka and eat, let the Baal eat the Peris. Come and say Paris, because you still have the property. You can do something with it. After you finish, you won't be producing this anymore. But if you're producing, so you have a piece of karka, you can store things there. You'll figure something out to do with a piece of karka. So even though it's not the same usage as we started with, that's a form of the karen is kayim, and therefore it's considered Paris. So going back to Nachman's case, even after the cloak is worn out, you can't use it as a cloak anymore, you'll find a different usage for it. Therefore the karen is considered a kayim, and therefore the usage would be considered payrus. Okay.
That's only according to the comment.
Right. That's what Nachman is saying. The Morse says Ki Aitana. He's like this Tana of the price. Okay.
It brings down the value of the property that it would take away. What's Ki Aitana?
You sell the property now, push them later.
Right, so that's what you sing for the chachamim. That's as long as there's some usage at the end, even if it's not going to be of the same value. So the karen is not kolo legamri. So then it's considered karen still, and what it produces meanwhile, which will decrease the value, is considered peiris. That's the chiddush of the brayso. Okay. Let's hold Rashi for tomorrow.